Good morning, Orlando. This is Deborah Roberts, and you are listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 102.5 WFLA. Now in studio, your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Welcome, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555, or on your cell, you can hit #250, and the keyword is real estate. So we've got a lot of great stuff to go on over and everything today, as usual. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting is the Orlando rent spiking. And it definitely is. And you can, you know, it's like we find out all the time and all that kind of stuff. So it's like when you're looking at it and you want to know, is it the right thing to do that, you know, do you rent or do you buy? And it's really a big decision to make. And there's more decisions to look at than just the price of what you're going to be paying. But what most people don't understand is that there's a lot of added benefits to owning a home, you know, as well as, you know, when you're renting and that kind of stuff, like a lot of things that can happen and everything as well. So it's like, so it's really a personal decision when you're coming down to whether you want to rent or whether you want to buy. But the more stable way, I think, is probably to actually own a home. And that's why it's the American dream, obviously. And so in looking at all of that kind of stuff, we've just come to some conclusions and looking at some of the things. And so there's a study that most Florida rents raise 3 to 8% year to year. However, in the Orlando market, that is one of the ones that is going up the most. So it's a lot higher than the 3%, obviously. And basically, Orlando renters are paying $107 more on average per month than just a year ago.
Wow.
So if your rent was, you know, if it was $1,000, then that's $1,100. And it's probably more like $1,400 or $1,500 and now going up $100 a month. So it's probably right around that 8%. So it is 8.4% increase. And it doubles the national average and tops rent cafes list for the 30 biggest U.S. market with 50 or more units, complexes with 50 or more units. So the average rental price right now comes into $1,387.
Interesting. And that's like, in my opinion, that's all resale, because you look at the new like apartments, because they're building those like hotcakes all around Central Florida.
Right.
And I mean, I'm just curious. So I'll call and bear, you know, check in, just kind of pick their brains. And like a lot of times I notice the two bedrooms, they're starting around the 17s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a little bit on the lower side. You know, the national average were to be 14, but that's still a budget buster if, you know, if you're just barely making ends meet as it is.
And that's why when there are homes that are on the market that are probably in that, you know, if there's anything in the hundreds at all, and if there's anything in the 200s and somewhat in the threes and that kind of stuff, a lot of times they get multiple offers. And the reason for that is because there is so much competition in actually finding those houses.
Exactly.
And so what a multiple offer is, if you don't know, is that multiple people are trying to get the same house. So that kind of throws your negotiation out the window that you're going to, you know, get it below asking price a lot of times. And many times the price does go above asking price. So the thing is that it's just something that you need to know about, that you need to be aware of and looking at it. And one of the things that we do that's a little bit different is that we're actually looking for the off-market properties and everything too. So what we do is that when we know what you're looking for, then we're going to go ahead and we're going to find those properties that you're looking for that are on the market, obviously, but we're also going to look at the ones that are off the market. Maybe, you know, you want in a specific subdivision. I mean, we'll actually canvas that subdivision to actually find a property that you would, that you know, for you to buy. You know, we can go through the for sale by owners. You know, we've got, you know, lists of different places and different things of what people are, you know, considering moving. And in our database, we've got a lot of buyers in our database that actually have a house to sell that might match what you're looking for. So when you come on as a, you know, VIP buyer in our system, what we do is that we'll actually send out an email to all of the sellers in our database and say, hey, we've got this buyer that may be interested in your house. You know, would you be interested in selling? So that's just one thing alone that we can do that actually offers, you know, to the buyers a way that we can find them homes that are not on the market. And that's what I think that you really need to do, too, is that you really need to be aggressive in how you're going about your home buying experience. Because with the rents at like $1,400, I mean, that is a mortgage payment. And there are assistance programs and low down payments and all those kinds of things that are available for the first time buyer. So when you're looking at going into a rental or going into a house, it's a lot of times the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. And then you're actually in a place that you own and all of those kinds of things. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. Or on your cell phone, you can hit #250 and the keyword is real estate. So when we're looking at all of this stuff and whether or not you want to buy and do you want to spend, you know, the amount of money and that kind of stuff and going through it, I think that it really comes down to somewhat a personal preference. And a lot of times when you're buying your first home, it might not be your dream home of where you're going to end up forever.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does do is that it allows you to invest in something, you know, for your future. And a lot of times when it's not your dream home, some people will actually hold on to it when they do buy their next home and rent it out so that they've got income coming in from that and their expenses are covered, because you could rent it out obviously for more than what your, you know, mortgage payment is and that kind of stuff, if that's what the growing rental rate is. So it's kind of a win-win situation. And then obviously for the investors that are out there that are looking for a decent return on your income, because the rental market is so great, it's a great return on your income and everything as well, that it's hard to beat when it comes down to it. So that's why we have so many investors as well, which is another reason that there are multiple offers and everything too, because that rental market is definitely driving the properties to sell quickly and all of those kinds of things. But if you don't price it right, it's still, you're going to have that dog with fleas. How come everybody else's house is selling and mine isn't? This market is so price sensitive, and people don't realize it. And they think, well, I'm just going to try for maybe $10,000 higher or something like that. And that really does not work.
Mm-mm.
It really doesn't work. So you've really got to look at, you know, what you can do in order to, come in at that right price. Because the market is going to determine the price. Because even if you underprice it and you think, oh my gosh, I'm underpricing it, but the market is going to demand that you get your price, because there's so many people out there that are actually looking for it. So it tends to be the houses that sit on the market, the ones that are overpriced. And that's a huge thing that happens out there in the area. If you're considering selling and you're thinking, well, you know, my house is better and all that kind of good stuff, again, the neighborhood's going to kind of tell you what's going on, because there's most of the houses in Central Florida are part of a homeowners association. They were built by a specific builder and they've got X amount of plans. And so all of the houses in that neighborhood have that plan. So when five other houses sell with your same plan, your same view, your same everything, and then you think you're going to get a lot more money for it, it doesn't usually happen, and it's probably not going to happen. So you're kind of kidding yourself thinking that it is. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or on your cell, you can hit #250, and the keyword is real estate. So, you know, we were just talking about the rental rates and all that kind of stuff, and it really is crazy out there, and that's part of what makes it tough for millennial buyers to buy a home, because the rents are so high, and then they're trying to figure out, you know, how do you save enough money to buy a house? And so it just makes it so that you think it's unobtainable. And really, the good news that we have for everybody is that it really isn't.
No, not at all. I mean, it's actually, I think, a easier process than you would even think it is.
Yeah, it actually is, you know, and the amount of money and all of that kind of stuff that you need to have down, or how you can, you know, do all that stuff. I mean, I always feel like the best thing for you to do is to actually check it out, you know, because we all have these things in our head that we think are what the truth is. And then when it comes down to it and we actually check it out, we're like, oh, well, it really is. I mean, and that's, you know, whether you have to go to a doctor or anything in life, you know, it's like that we're not the experts on. We always think that it's different than
what it is,
what it really is.
We totally overthink it is what it is. And then you overthink yourself, or you talk yourself out of it almost every single time. So I'm a big, I have
investigate.
A big, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you've got to check it out. So, you know, so if you want to check it out, I mean, we are more than happy to talk to you about that. And, you know, if your lease is up in 6 months or something like that, I mean, I think that is really like the perfect time to sit down to actually go over it to see what your options are. And if you've got less time than that, then that's okay too. But if you've got those 6 months, I mean, there's sometimes that when you're looking at your credit score or you're looking at something like that, that there's little things that are going on in your credit world that in 6 months can definitely be resolved. That, you know, that it's like maybe there's a high balance on a card or something like that, and maybe you just have to apply for another card, and then that way you're not going to have that high balance. I mean, you could split it between two or something like that, or if they increase it on there. So you've got time to adjust and that kind of thing. So when we sit down with you, we go over, you know, obviously what you're looking for, the area that you want to look. And we've got over 100 things that we actually take into consideration when we're talking to you to figure out, you know, where you want to go and what you want to be. And sometimes people know exactly, and sometimes they don't know at all, or they haven't considered different different things. Like to some people, having a fence in the backyard is critical, and some people have never even thought about it and don't even care, and all those kinds of things. But to really think about it and to know, you know, what you're looking for and what would be the best case scenario for you is always a good thing to know and to check out and everything like that. And then the next thing that happens is that when we're sitting down with a husband and a wife, for example, and one person wants one thing and another person wants another, it's always good to find that out, you know, because, you know.
Well, they probably haven't talked. What I've noticed is that they don't really talk together about what they want. It's like almost like we're not the, like, it's like we're a councilman or something, you know what I mean? Because then they sit there and then all of a sudden you start asking them, and then you hear her wishes and then you hear his, and then they look at each other and like, well, I didn't know you like that. And then it's like, so now everybody's in it, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's nice.
It is, because it's like you can sit down and you can actually save time by actually going through those things. Because when you sit down and you go through and you figure out, you know, what everybody wants before you start looking, obviously you're going to save yourself some time. And, and it's like, you know, life is a compromise, as we know. And so knowing one thing that is like, I've got to have to one person, and the other person really doesn't care.
Fair, exactly.
You know, it's like it makes a big difference. And so that's why it's also important to have all of people that are going to be involved in the transaction together at these meetings too. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, the guys are always like, well, whatever you want, you know, that's great. Yeah. Just go ahead and do it. And when it comes down to it, that's not exactly.
Exactly. They're very opinionated after you start seeing some houses. They're like, are you really, do you really like that? No, I don't think we should go that route. And then you're like, but wait a minute. So no.
It's absolutely. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555, or you can hit #250, keyword real estate, from your cell. So that's one of the first things that we do is we actually sit down with people and find out what you're looking for. And then we actually, you know, pull up some properties and that kind of stuff and obviously get you into those properties so you can see that what you think in your head and what you know in real life is actually on the same page too. That's obviously important as well.
Correct.
But then it's also important to get you in touch with the correct lender. And what that means is that finding you somebody that's actually going to match, you know, what you do. It's like all lenders out there aren't the same. All banks aren't the same. They have different criteria mm-hmm. in regards to how this person could qualify and how that person could qualify. Or it might be just a different loan product. Like, you know, if they're going with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you know, obviously those criteria somewhat are the same, but there are still different programs that exist out there that you might qualify for that this bank doesn't have and this one does. So what we try to do is we try to match you up with the right people so that when you're going into it that mm-hmm. you've got the best deal. Like, for example, if you're a veteran, you know, you can buy a house with no money down. And so, you know, the best people that can run the veterans, you know, through that process, the easiest is obviously, you know, what we want to do.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you're buying a house that's a little bit further out, there's a USDA program. Yes, that is the United States Department of Agriculture that has a loan program that is available for more of the rural areas. And they're not really rural areas.
Not really, yeah. Not with the way we're going.
No, but they're not in, you know, necessarily the heart of downtown Orlando or anything either.
Right.
So, you know, just finding the right loan product for you is a step in itself. And then, you know, if the lenders and everybody can look at your situation today and see where you're at and say, hey, if you just continue to go down this road, you're going to be fine and everything like that. Or they can say, hey, you know, we can have you so that you qualify for this or that your interest rate is lower if you do this.
Exactly.
Because, you know, when your credit score, depending on what that is, that determines a lot of times what your interest rate is. And so the higher your credit score is, the lower your payment's going to be, obviously, because your interest rate's going to be lower. So you definitely want to, you know, get that credit score up. And there's ways that they can do that. A lot of the lenders have what they call a credit simulator. So they can go in there and they can say, hey, if this person did this, then what would their credit score be? So that's how it can change in a few months in order to make it so that you could go ahead and change all of that very quickly. And so then as a result of that, you're not going to be sitting there holding the bag going, geez, if I would have just had like 10 more points on my credit score, I could have had a $50 a month less payment,
mm-hmm.
which is what it comes down to a lot of people. And, you know, you look at $50 a month, I mean, that's a lot of money over the period of a year and then over multiple years.
Exactly.
And everything like that. So you want to make sure that you can get the best deal out there. So that's why I always encourage sooner rather than later, instead of waiting, because it's like, it's just that you plan and it's not big things that you've got to do. It's no. little things that you have to do, or just knowing that, hey, I don't have to do anything, then that's an awesome feeling too. So,
yeah, I mean, even if you're not ready, it's good just to like plant the seed, like you said,
right.
and see where you're at, mm-hmm. because then you'll have the time to fix it if you need be. And then if not, you could say, okay, I'm on the right track. I'll keep it rolling. And then in 3, 4, 5 months, when I am ready, we'll hit the ground running.
Yeah. Yeah. But just knowing, you know, mm-hmm. what's out there and knowing what you want to do and all of that kind of stuff is critical. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or you can hit #250 on your cell phone, and the keyword is real estate. So one of the things that I found interesting this week is that Airbnb, you know, there's a lot of people that think they want to buy another house and they want to do an Airbnb in it. Or, you know, as you know, the short-term rental market here is like hotcakes because of all of the things that Orlando has to offer and the many people that come here for vacation. Last year, I think it was over 70 million that came to Orlando. Oh, yeah. So
this year, we're probably going to exceed that.
Exactly. I think it was 72, but I'm not exactly sure. But that's a lot of people that are coming to town and they're looking for places to stay. And, you know, I've had people that come to me that say, I want to buy this house because I want to do Airbnb. And that, and so the thing that I'm always encouraging them to do is to, hey, we have to look at the laws for that area before you do it. Obviously, if it's already a short-term rental community, it's great. You're not going to have any problem. But if it is in a homeowners association or if it is, you know, in a part of the city or something like that, then it's something that you have to be aware of. And, you know, Seminole County right now is looking at the rules for Airbnb and other short-term rentals and neighborhoods and that kind of stuff. And so they're currently looking at it, and they've got a proposed deal, I think, that's going on right now, that they want to limit that the short-term vacation rental homes are limited to 2 people per bedroom or sleeping room, and they can have no more than 4 children under 13. Is what they're doing in Seminole County. So, and the number of people to the home is not going to be able to exceed double the number of people renting the house. So you can't have like big parties and stuff like that. They also have things like that they don't want loud noises from 11 o'clock at night to 7 o'clock in the morning. And this is what this one was, what I found really interesting, that each house would need to have enough parking spaces on the property for at least 2 cars, plus an additional parking space for every bedroom beyond 2.
Wow.
So that one's going to be tough. If you don't have a long driveway, that's going to be a hard one to do. And guests cannot park on sidewalks, bike paths, or trails. So, and then you have to obviously register with the Department of Revenue and collect Seminole's 5% tourist development tax. And that's one thing that people don't really realize is that with the short-term rentals is that they do collect that tourist development tax regardless of the county that they're in. And I know in Osceola and Polk, you know, the short-term rental homes are some of the biggest hotels in the, you know, if you took them, when you take them all together, they're the one of the biggest sources of that tourism tax right there is coming from those homes. So, you know, we love them because they do, you know,
make it right back into our economy.
Exactly. And that means that we don't have to have, you know, income tax, which we like. So, so anyway, so that's one of the things that I know that adds to it. But it doesn't say that homeowners associations can prohibit short-term vacation rentals. But gated communities can lose their sense of security if renters are given the passcode to the community. So there's a lot of things that go into it and everything like that. And I believe that there's some kind of a fee that they're going to be charging too. Yeah, there's going to be a one-time fee of $150 so per house. So those are all things. So it's like when you're thinking of an Airbnb, it's not just putting it on Airbnb and then you're done. There's a lot of things that come into play and everything with it. And that parking thing, I think, is going to be really interesting because if you've got a 4-bedroom house, that means you have to have at least 4 parking spaces on the property. And a lot of those short-term rental communities down in Davenport and, you know, Kissimmee and stuff like that, they don't have places for more than 1 car, and they've got 4 or 5 bedrooms and stuff like that. but everybody manages and that kind of thing. But Orlando does have rules for Airbnb. And so a resident wanting to rent a house, condo, or apartment has to be living at the site and present when the guests are there. So that's the Orlando rule. The ordinance also requires that a resident registers rentals online and pays the annual fee of $275 for the first year and either $100 or $125 for each year after that. And then, you know, so it does give, promotes tourism and the city's unique neighborhoods, along with bringing additional tax revenues and all that kind of stuff. And what Orange County is doing is that they're actually looking to see how Orlando fares with the short-term vacation rules before taking action. So it's all kind of up in the air. I mean, it's a new, Airbnb is new, but, you know, it's new in the last 5 years or whenever. But the short-term rentals have been here for 20, 30, 40 years. I mean, probably since Disney's been here. So, you know, obviously that's a long time and everything. So they've been around for a long time. So the rules for them are all set and there's no problem. But when you come into the Airbnb is where you get into the sticky wicket a little bit if you're just going into the regular neighborhoods. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555, or on your cell phone, you can hit #250, and the keyword is real estate. So one of the things that I found interesting about Airbnb, and it was actually somebody was telling me about out in Palm Springs, California, and it was in a gated community where somebody was doing the Airbnb, where they were getting somewhere in the neighborhood of $6,000 a night when Coachella or whatever was going on. Maybe it was $10,000. I don't know. It was some crazy number per night. And obviously, these are nice homes. They're in a gated community. But what the gated community did, and they got away with it there in that particular area, is they had a fine of $10,000 per night. So they had the fine of $10,000 per night. So I think it was $6,000 or $7,000 that you were getting per night. But obviously, they didn't want those people, you know, and partiers and that kind of stuff, you know, in those homes. And the thing that I find about the short-term rental communities, and I'm sure you can vouch for this as well, is that the people that are coming to Central Florida are primarily families. So it's not like they're the big partiers and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they're exhausted when
they come home from the parks.
They come home from the parks, or they come home from the beach or something like that. I mean, they're not late nighters. They're like, let's get up early in the morning and get going and enjoy the sunshine and do what we have to do, as opposed to the big time partiers. I don't find that that is, I don't see that anybody complains about that too much. It's pretty much that in those short-term rental communities, I mean, they're like the people on vacation, they're enjoying the outside and they're relaxing and they're not partying in the night and all that kind of stuff. That's not the kind of people that generally come to Orlando. It's much more, it's more the day crowd than the night crowd, I guess is what it is.
No, I agree with that. I mean, it's usually families or multiple generations traveling, you know, the grandparents, the parents, the kids. And yeah, like you said, I mean, they're starting their days early with breakfast at Disney or something, 7 a.m. They're playing in the parks all day. They come home and they may get in the pool for an hour or two, but that's about it. And then their day starts again the next day. So really and truly, you don't really see them. Until they come home. And then when they do come home, like you said, I mean, they're exhausted and they're ready to just call it a day.
Yeah. And multi-generation families are really, you know, what it is. So it's like, so when you're looking at the short-term rental houses and you know, they're probably the, you can get a pretty decent one for starting around 300 or so with a pool, you know, four or five bedrooms, you know, probably about four or five baths and that, but running out of time here. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or from your cell phone, you can hit #250 and the keyword is real estate. So, you know, before we the break, we were talking about Airbnb and short-term rental and all that kind of stuff. And I was recently looking with a family that was looking to purchase a short-term rental community and in the areas where, you know, they've got like multiple. So you've got your short-term rental house. You've got the pool that comes with it. They come, you know, furnished for the most part if they're already built. And furnished means they come with the towels and the sheets and all the and the silverware and all that stuff. I mean, it's really amazing when you think about it because it's like you do have to have all of the things for somebody to come in there like a hotel and everything like that. But and then in the there, a lot of them are in the communities or the communities have their own amenities and that kind of thing, too, that are getting just like a resort. So they've got at least like a little restaurant there and they've got a bar. A lot of times they've got the community pool, a lot of times the lazy river or some kind of a water park type of a deal. They've got game rooms. They've got all of those kinds of things because you are looking at multi-generation families coming in to use these units. So, you know, so it's like, so the teenagers, when they get there, I mean, they're going to be great in the pool that's in the backyard. And then they're going to want to, you know, go away and go find some other teenagers and stuff like that that are there. And so, you know, that's where the community pools and all that kind of stuff, you know, come into play. And so, you know, it just makes for a well-rounded vacation. So what we were doing then is then we were looking at, you know, what the price is per night, you know, for some of those places. And, you know, so say that you got like a 5-bedroom, 4-bath house that you were renting out. Well, that can go for probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $250 to $300 a night.
Yeah.
And when you're thinking about that, you know, it's like you think, oh, gosh, you know, that's a lot. And that kind of stuff. But when you're really looking at it, it's not that much because
you can stay at a Hilton or a Marriott for the same price.
Exactly.
2 beds and a mini fridge.
Exactly. And here you've got, you know, 5 bedrooms, you know, 4 baths.
Sometimes.
You've got the pool. You've got the full kitchen. You've got everything there ready to go. And so in addition to the resort amenities. So that's where, you know, you can really have a pretty decent return on investment when you're doing those houses. So when you're looking at the percent of occupancy and that kind of stuff, you know, we generally, when we're looking at it, we're looking at a 60% occupancy just to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people that do property management, that the ones that are really, you know, that are really marketing them, it all comes down to marketing, as we know. But the ones that are really marketing, they actually get somewhere close to about 80%. And there's not really a downtime in Central Florida anymore. I mean, there is a little bit in September and maybe a little bit in the first couple of weeks in January. But that's about it. So,
diminishing because the out of states are realizing, oh, that's the best time to travel.
Exactly.
So they're coming.
They're coming. Oh, when can I get where there's no lines? Okay, that's when I want to be there. And so, basically, so when it comes down to that, and they're looking at it, they're going, you know, it's a good deal. And then a lot of people look at it that they wanted a house that they could come to as a family. And bring the multi-generations, you know, it's like they're bringing the grandparents, they're bringing, you know, the aunts and uncles, and they're bringing all of those people together, and they can rent two houses next to each other, or many times just rent one house.
Yeah, because it's big enough for almost everybody. Yeah, I mean, you think about that, and even if you broke it down and you split it amongst all the adults, I mean, if there's 6 adults coming and it's a $300 a night, you're spending $100 a night. I mean, that's like
the price of
Motel 8, and here you've really gone up the ladder with a huge house, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
no-brainer.
So it does become a no-brainer for people as they realize it. And with the Airbnb being out there that we were talking about the last segment, then that kind of, you know, brings the attention to the people of, oh, there are other options of staying in a house that makes it a lot nicer and all that kind of stuff. You don't have the 24-hour room service. but you do have, you know, the other places and that kind of stuff that are around there. And, you know, I mean, as I was looking at them a couple of weeks ago with these people that were that are buying, you know, it's like, you know, they're all of them have different amenities. And so we've got all of that lined out that this is, if this is what you're looking for, this is what we've got. And one of them, most of the, are, some of the good ones are gated. And so when you're pulling up to the gate, you know, it's like they've got this flashing sign that says, this is what's going on today. And at first you think, oh, that's a little hokey. But then when you get, when you really look at it, you know, these people are only here for a week.
Yeah.
Or two or something like that. So it's like, so when they can see that, hey, they're going to have a DJ at the community pool today between 12 and 4, yeah, then they know there's they know about it. And it's like they don't find out later, hey, there was a DJ at the community pool or something like that. So it was actually, you know, a pretty good idea, I thought, that they had. And actually waiting for the gate was longer than I thought it was going to be, just about 5 minutes, only because when the people are checking in, they are pretty careful as far as making sure who's coming in
yep,
and all of that kind of stuff. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555, or on your cell phone, you can hit #250, and the keyword is real estate. So, you know, we've been spending a lot of time today talking more about buyers, first-time buyers, you know, if you want a second home and that kind of stuff. And I think we'll just end the show today talking about affordable ways to refresh your home. So there's, you know, little things that you can do. And even if you're not moving and you're thinking, hey, I just want to refresh my house, I want things to look a little bit different, then here's some things that you can do that are affordable. And the first one is rearranging the furniture. And all that does is...
Yep, I did that.
And all that takes is just a little bit of elbow grease and all that kind of stuff. Doesn't cost anything to do.
Nope. I mean, you got to get your vacuum ready because holy cheese and bread. I moved my sofa the other day and oh my God, there was so much fuzz. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my gosh. And my husband's like, do you not ever vacuum? And I'm like, all the time. Thank you.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Dust is dust and it's always there. So the next thing that you can do is grab a paintbrush.
Yep.
And that again is a inexpensive way to go ahead and do the you know, if you're going to do it outside, then, you know, which we all have to do occasionally, then that can cost somewhere around a couple of grand. Or if you just want to do it on the inside, you can do a room at a time and do it yourself and just the paint for probably like $100 or something like that.
Yeah, not even that much.
Yep. And the next thing that you could do is you could replace your fixtures and hardware. And sometimes new light fixtures make a big difference. Mm-hmm. New faucets, new hardware on your door, on your doors and your bathrooms or kitchen, you know, all of those kinds of things make sense. Limit your upgrades. You don't have to do a whole lot of upgrades and all that kind of stuff in order to make things happen. You can accessorize.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing that you can do. And you can shop smart. You know, there's lots of discount places out there where you can find things on sale and all of those kinds of things in order to you know, to do that stuff. So there's just a lot of things that you can do in order to, you know, just refresh your house a little bit.
Yeah.
Make
and
it look great.
And it's not even an expensive go around. Like, I mean, like you said, you could paint a room maybe 10, 20, 30 bucks a can and you could do a room at a time.
Right.
And believe it or not, changing the furniture around and painting really makes it look night and day. And then, I mean, even changing out the light bulbs sometimes, because it's like you might have a certain light bulb in, you change it out and you're like, wow, this is like really, you know, brightened it up. Changing the curtains is another thing.
Right.
And, you know, the seasons are always changing anyways, you know, here, at least in the stores, not so much with us here in Florida, but the stores change to keep up with everything. And like Target's always throwing a sale.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Kmart or Big Lots or something like that, to where you can get, you know, really next to nothing.
Exactly. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at Central Florida Real Estate Radio.com. And we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.